Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, Elliot. Good morning.
Good morning. How are we doing?
Congratulations. We're excited to talk to you today.
Hey, I'm excited to be here. Wish Chris could be here, but I'll try to handle the role of the two of us today.
Okay, good. You'll be a duo as a solo artist at this moment. So yeah. You guys went on The Voice. Was it hard to convince producers to let you audition as a group rather than just one person?
A little bit, yeah. So there was some background because I was a contestant the season prior. And I got some reach out from them asking to come back. And I've just never really liked the whole solo performer world. So I asked them if I could bring back one of my bandmates, and there was a little hesitation at first, but you know, then we had to send in some videos and whatnot, and they bit, thankfully.
Mm-hmm. How has it been being part of Team Reba so far?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, she's just like this amazing songwriter. And, you know, that's what we're trying to do is let her to release, is become this band that can write songs that people can relate to. So really kind of getting her coaching and the way she views everything in the music scene has been awesome.
So I've been watching a lot of Nashville recently, and there's a lot of songwriting in that show. And everybody seems to carry around a journal, a diary, something. Do you do that? Do you write, or do you use your phone? How do you do it?
No, I don't. Honestly, all the ideas or anything just kind of come when I'm in the shower or driving for some reason. So I'll just pull out my phone, and there's probably a really embarrassing collection of, you know, running water in the background while I sing out of pitch an idea that came in my head or whatnot.
Mm-hmm. So what is the next challenge on The Voice that you and Chris have as you move through this voice process?
Yeah, so actually tonight you can tune in and we'll be doing the battle round where it's us two against another artist. And we're all kind of collaborating on one song together. And I think The big challenge that me and Chris face is, you know, we're viewed as one artist, so usually it's 1v1 and, you know, you guys get to split the song, but with me and Chris, it's 1v2. So the half that we get, we're also splitting in half with the two of us. So just kind of figuring out a way where we can show Chris's strengths and my strengths at the same time and still get that all in that short 2-minute song.
Right.
Elliot, have the other contestants been like, wait a minute, this is 2-on-1. This isn't fair. Has that come up, and how do you handle that discussion?
No, you know, honestly, all of the other contestants, we're all very family-based. You know, we're all away from family and sacrificing a lot to be there. So I think we all just kind of see it as, okay, cool, we've got another friend in the mix. And, you know, everyone's playing to their strengths. So all these solo artists are phenomenal by themselves, and they should know it, and they do. And they know that our little trick up our sleeves is having Chris sing that high harmony. So it's been really nice.
Elliot is part of the duo Elliot and Chris on The Voice, and Letter to Elise is your band. I know you guys were in town this weekend. Was it a good bar gig or somewhere you were on stage?
Yeah. Yeah, we were playing downstairs Good Bar, which was, you know, it was cool. There was some people that came out because I think they recently saw us on The Voice. And, you know, usually towards the midnight hour is when it gets more crowded. But starting right at 10 when we started playing, it was a nice full house, and it was fun.
You have a really cool quality when you sing, is that it sounds like it's coming straight from your heart to your voice and then to the speakers. And that's, I've been in the studio with you. I've seen you do it, and just you solo, amazing. But then teaming up with Chris, what is it that he does that sort of yings your yang? Like, why together?
Well, when I was a freshman, I went to St. Joe's, and so did Chrissy. We actually met each other in a choir class. Mm-hmm. And I remember hearing him sing. He was an upperclassman when I was just starting high school. And none of us knew how to play instruments. We didn't know anything about what it was like to be in a band. But we thought it would be cool to start. So really from day one, it was like, okay, Chris, I'll learn guitar. Our other friend can learn the bass. Chris, you learn the keys. And then we can start a band with each other. So it was really always a group of singers that you know, taught themselves their instruments. And I think there's just a comfort that Chrissy brings when we're singing with each other, because that's kind of how it's always been since day one.
Can you tell us what song you sing tonight on The Voice in the battle round?
I don't think I'm able to, but we're staying in the 80s realm, which I'm happy about. And I think any John Hughes fans will be happy with the song.
Oh, okay. John Hughes, In Your Eyes. Is it that song?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
No, but I can't confirm or deny. But
no, you can't. No matter what I ask you, just don't. The Breakfast Club.
Simple Minds.
So don't you forget about me? Would it be that? So how? No, don't say.
I don't know how much trouble I could get in. So
you could get in a lot of trouble because they listen. The producers listen. How hard is it in terms of song choice? Like with the battle rounds, do they pick the song or do you pick the song?
Yeah, so our coach is the one that picks the song, and Reba did a great job with this one. I really think so. Stoked for you guys to hear it tonight.
Oh, I can't wait,
Elliot,
for that.
Have you been pitching a Cure song every week? Hey, how about this week we do the Cure because of the Letter to Elise reference?
Yeah, really, it's been the Cure or Brightside with the Buffalo connection, right?
So. Oh yeah, nice.
Hopefully do that. You can get a chance there. To do one of those, or you know, it would be great to do a Goo Goo Dolls song as well.
Absolutely. Would you do Iris?
We've got to Robbie. Oh, you know it.
Yeah, it's got to be Iris.
Song of the
summer. That's cool. Robbie keeps probably telling you to do that all the time because you guys are really good friends. Hey, why don't you sing Iris this week? No, he doesn't do that.
He's too humble to ever do that, you know.
Oh, that's cool. Do you get to pick what you wear on the show?
It's pretty cool. Yeah, you have a whole wardrobe department, and they actually make you create a vision board of what kind of, you know, artist you're influenced by and what kind of clothes you're into, and they have a whole wardrobe department that does a really, really great job at like staying true to what you originally envisioned and whatnot. So me and Chris have been a big fan of this shop called Fix, and we've been fortunate enough to keep wearing their clothes. So
oh, that's cool. Is that out of LA, Fix, F-I-X?
No, I think it's out of the UK, actually.
Oh, that's awesome.
But yeah.
Any Janet's taking notes.
Come to one of our
no, I mean, Elliot, that's cool, but why don't I would be like, my vision board would be Gucci, Louis Vuitton, Hermes, Prada. I mean, like, I would just like, yeah, this is what I really feel I am as an artist. All of that.
Then they'd probably say, all right, we'll see you never.
Yeah, so, never, yeah. Ever.
But Chris is playing up that indie fashion vibe, like, perfectly. He wears it well, so.
Oh, he sure does, yeah. He's my influence. He was just on my vision board. It was just pictures of Chris.
Of course it is. So it's Elliot and Chris, Letter to Elise. They are on The Voice. You're going to see them in the battle rounds tonight. Who's the one that gets amped up for the performance? Who's the one that calms the duo of you two down? Like, what energy do you both bring to the situation?
Oh, Chris is walking anxiety. So I always get a lot of energy from that.
Gotcha.
But no, I mean, we both play off of each other. It's that weird dynamic where if I'm freaking out, Chris stays calm. If Chris is freaking out, I'm the one staying calm. So
good.
We both have our share, but we both grew up playing hockey. So we've got our little pregame rituals that we do. And
nice. You put your left skate on first and then your right skate, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Exactly.
Okay. And all right, I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens. I want to know who wins the battle round tonight. I hope you get the dub.
Thank you, guys.
See them in the battle round tonight. Elliot and Chris, Letter to Elise. This is Kiss 98.5.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.